Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm continuing for this little five-minute segment with my analysis of Bill O'Reilly. And then coming up, we're going to have Ken Jenkins of 9/11 Truth in the studio, a great filmmaker. And we're really excited to have him joining us. He's going to be here in Austin tonight. He is here in Austin today showing his new film. We'll tell you all about that coming up. And get into 9/11 and take your phone calls. We talk a lot about 9/11 every week here because it is a foundation event, something that they've used as a pretext for their entire geopolitical and domestic policy. But let's play the second half of O'Reilly, who number one, won't let Jim Fetzer talk, the founder, one of the heads of 9/11 Truth, who hits every buzzword that he believes in space aliens and Elvis is kidnapped and he's a nut and he has no facts and no newspapers will print what he's saying. And the newspapers he links are the worst CIA fronts. Fake news, $1.6 billion that Bush paid for, admittedly. That was in the news last year. Fake reporters everywhere. Hit pieces everywhere. This just doesn't work anymore, O'Reilly, telling us how, oh, the liberal media would love to attack Bush. It's not liberal media. It's not conservative media. It's military-industrial complex media. Unbelievable. And there have been a few fair ones. The new one in Vanity Fair was fair. There have been a few fair here and there, and people are, I talk to reporters all the time, they go, oh, we know the truth. My editor won't let me get it out, but I'll try to at least let you get a few of your quotes in on your website. Okay, and I'll show the other side, but try not to make you look too bad. Okay, I know all about it, and I'm sorry, I'm controlled, I'm pathetic. I mean, I've talked to scores of my, I don't want to get into names here, but I mean, it's just, when they admit to you, they know, but that they can't. I've talked to CNN people for some of the biggest shows, and they go, oh, we know it's CIA, we know it's all controlled up here, you know, on their cell phone after hours, and they say, call them back, and they go, yeah, we had you on, and then Chairman King got real mad at CNN, and so he refused to come on, and now you're not going to come on, and we've canceled Ed Asner. You know, oh, yeah, we got pressure from the government. And then there have been reporters lately come out and go, oh, we got pressure from the government. I mean, how do you think this works? Here's the rest of O'Reilly. You got that O'Reilly clip ready, bro?
In my opinion. So your opinion is that Bush murdered everybody on 9/11 to seize control and make him the dictator of America, whatever the crazy thing it is. And my opinion is you're nuts. We're both entitled to our opinion, okay? So you're entitled and I'm entitled. And we'll let the folks decide. Well, hold it. But now you have a guy, Barrett, who's in a classroom. And we had the students on last night. And believe me, the students don't know very much. And here's Barrett. And here's Ward Churchill. And they're bringing their crazy theories in, explaining this, that, and the other thing, and whatever conclusions you guys have reached. And the students are there absorbing this. And I'm saying this is grossly irresponsible because it's based on nothing. If you had any evidence, sir, you would be on the front page of the New York Times in a heartbeat. There's nothing that the hate Bush media would like more than get a hold of anything you have. And you don't have anything. You can't get in the San Francisco Chronicle or the National Enquirer or anywhere because you don't have anything other than a harebrained theory. And you know it.
We have hundreds of studies. We have documents. We have records.
Well, why can't you get on the front page of the New York Times?
Anyone, Bill, who has even looked at the collapse of Building 7 understands it came down by controlled demolition. It wasn't hit by anything.
I had guys in here who said, you're full of, you know what? Why can't you get this on the front page of the Boston Globe or the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or the Minneapolis Star Tribune? Papers that despise the Bush administration. Why can't you get it on the front page of those papers?
The press and the media are too much dominated by the federal government and federal regulations, Bill. You know that.
Anyone the New York Times dominated and afraid of the federal government when every single day they rip Bush's throat out. Come on. That doesn't make any sense.
In 1977, Carl Bernstein published an article in the Rolling Stone in which he explained that he'd been told by officials of the CIA that their greatest successes had been with CBS, with Time Life, and with the New York Times, Bill. The situation today is much worse. Anyone who wants to know the truth should go to st911.org, our website, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and they'll find it in spades, Bill.
I hope they go to you.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll finish up the little tail end of that later in the shower and get Ken Jenkins' take on it. We'll get him a headset so we can hear it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, last hour and then end of this hour and the last segment, I was playing clips of Bill O'Reilly attacking Jim Fetzer of 9/11 Truth, scholars for 9/11 Truth, and he doesn't hit him on any of the facts. He just keeps saying, you're a nut, you have no facts, you believe in space aliens, you're a kook, you hate America, you and Ward Churchill's theories. Ward Churchill doesn't have theories. Okay, he was there in Colorado and lost his professorship last time I checked, because he said the people in the towers were Nazis and basically deserved to die. I mean, his quotes were incredible. And so notice that, because Al-Qaeda's good, striking the evil Americans. The government would love the left to have that view. No one I know has that view, is conservative, liberal, any, political affiliation or term. But notice, O'Reilly said it like five times. You and Ward Churchill and your group, you're with Ward Churchill and these theories. Ward Churchill thinks Al-Qaeda hit America. He believes what you believe, O'Reilly. He isn't a, quote, theorist. He isn't a researcher. Okay, he just basically hates white people. He's a self-hater. Okay, I'm not into anybody who hates any race or any group. We're all the human race. And so stop trying to equate the 9/11 Truth Movement with Ward Churchill. He does it continually. I watch the clips of him online every time he does that. Because people hate Ward Churchill, and they rightfully should disagree with him, in my opinion. But again, straw man, guilt by association. It's like going, you and Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, you and Jeffrey Dahmer have these theories. So it's a very disingenuous attack. He won't let him talk. He says they don't have a shred of evidence that won't let him talk. He then says the media would cover this. They have been forced to. They'll show some of our facts and then say, well, we don't know what to say. Okay, we've proven the official story a lie. But like a lawyer, O'Reilly keeps repeating it. Oh, why isn't it in one? Oh, why isn't it in one? Oh, why can't you get it in one? Why can't you? Again, it's that prosecutor tactic. And to a low common denominator, the mind-numbed Hitlerian worshippers, and that's what they are, who believe, I mean, folks, sometimes I watch Fox News as comedy. I've laid in bed before, and I'm like, this is a joke. It is like a comic book. So, Paul Watson, you've heard my rant. You've heard the points I've made. Please go get the points. Add whatever points you'd like. I want to report about O'Reilly on this, about, you know, O'Reilly's dishonesty in attacking the 9/11 truth movement. His juvenile tactics. He hits every single propaganda point you can imagine. That is in the lower drawer of propaganda. He hits every point you could hit from a mindless perspective. And he's a smart guy. He is playing to his idiot audience. Okay, he's playing to his idiot audience. Now, there's going to be an event here tonight in Austin, Texas, and it's really exciting. 9/11, the myth and the reality, 9/11 truth, an exclusive Austin premiere of the new film, 9/11, the myth and the reality, by author, I'm losing my mind. They're going to show, no, I know that, but I was saying by David Ray Griffin. This is really by you, so I was thinking, am I reading David Ray Griffin when this is really Ken Jenkins? But I guess it's a compilation of his speeches, so it is by David Ray Griffin. Ken Jenkins, tell us all about it.
Well, the film is actually a compilation of two different talks by David Ray Griffin that were given with a couple days apart in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we got there filmed with six cameras, and I enhanced the video with lots of clips of video and graphics, so it's not just a talking head. But it's David's best and latest, and I'm real happy to be working with him.
And by the way, in the next few hours, it's going to be up on InfoWars.com. We're going to sell this video. I went and watched it last night. I'm extremely impressed. I've seen a lot of your other work, but I tell you, I think you've really knocked it out of the park with this one.
Thank you. I'm very happy with it.
Tell us about the film. Tell us what folks will see in this. I mean, it really is a documentary. I would say it's kind of narrated by David Ray Griffin because you do put documents and clips and news over his speech.
Right. Well, it's basically David's speech, and it's the one I kind of asked him to do. We worked together on a number of other films over the last couple of years. And each of his talks, all of them are good, but they all had a particular angle or spin in terms of the audience or in terms of the content. And what I suggested is we need just the basic information, just the basic facts, so we have the best beginner film. So when people ask, well, which one should I get, it'd be a clear choice. And that's what we got. And he framed it beautifully. He used the idea of the myth and explained how it is a myth, that the official story is a myth.
It is a religion.
Exactly. It's been framed as a sacred myth, and he uses those pictures of Bush giving the original speech, framing 9/11 as a sacred thing and in a church.
Well, the whole thing is, too, you've got the devil who's bin Laden, and you've got, you know, it's this smoky spiritual thing you can't ever catch, but it's under the bed, and you've got to give up all your rights to this dear leader to keep you safe. It's these tenets. The official story itself is a myth, totally disprovable.
And it's basically a psyop. It's a psychological operation. Its intention is to scare the American people and the world, really, into supporting this endless war on terror and keep us under control. And unfortunately, it's been somewhat effective, but I think that's starting to dissipate rapidly.
Exactly. And now, within days of a Madrid bombing or a 7/7 bombing, clearly inside jobs, the people are out demonstrating saying, we know you did it. So it seems like they overplayed their hand, as tyrants do throughout history. I think the hubris has gotten the best of them.
I totally agree. I really feel that in the long run, this is going to take them down, because they went too far this time. They played, as you say, they overplayed their hand, and I don't think it's going to play out in the long run. I think we've got a few more years of getting the truth out, and sooner or later people are really going to wake up. And
Well, I mean, they're going to be found guilty in just a court of public opinion, and you may not see them go to prison. I pray for that and hope for that, but you certainly will see them lose all credibility and people turn against them universally. That's already happening. Because not just 9/11, they've been caught trying to plant WMDs, which they did physically try to do, claiming mobile weapons trucks were anthrax trucks. They've been caught with the White House memo, 10,000 times more powerful than the Downing Street memo, which the media then ignores. They've been caught buying fake news. They've been caught on every front. So, I mean, their goose is cooked.
Yeah, endless stream of scandals. It's unbelievable. Any one of those scandals would have brought, Clinton or another president down, but somehow they keep surviving. It's remarkable. But the 9/11 one, to me, it's unique amongst all the different issues in terms of the power to create change, and that's why I'm putting my primary energy into this issue.
Well, I agree. It's such a seminal event, and William Crystal said that a few weeks ago. He said, this is different than all other events. This changes our whole course. They told us that within minutes of the attack, when the second plane hit, we now know it was bin Laden. Here he is, and this changes the world forever. It's a post-9/11 world. All the neocons from Kissinger to Dan Quayle went on TV. Gary Hart said, your world is over. Your freedoms are gone. Gary Hart at the CFR a few days later said, we're going to use this for a new world order. Use this attack.
Yeah, it's like it was all, it's if it was all scripted, which of course we know it was. They had their talking points, they had their lines, and it was within hours that bin Laden was blamed, and within 2 days they had all 19 hijackers.
It was within 42 minutes of the first plane hitting. And just, 15, 20 minutes after the second. In fact, people timelined that. They were already on TV saying, this is who we think we did it, bin Laden, and life has changed.
Right. Yeah, it was immediately, we were told what to believe immediately. There was no time to question or doubt. And that's the way these psyops are done. They're scripted so that there's no time to think about it or wonder. The answers are given, and it's like, okay, it's handled.
You know, tell us about the guy behind making this powerful new film that's going to be showing tonight at the Dolby. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your training, because I mean, you're a pretty impressive guy. I've gotten to know you at a few events over the years.
Well, my education is actually in engineering, electrical engineering, from Carnegie Mellon. I've done a lot of postgraduate work in psychology, so a lot of the work I've been doing in the 9/11 movement is talking about the psychological resistance, how people don't want to believe these kinds of things.
Cognitive dissonance, or...?
That's part of it, absolutely. The way I would sum it up is simply that people don't want to believe it because the implications of believing it are very scary.
It's like when they catch a father with a basement full of dead kids and the wife says, I don't believe it.
Right.
I mean, there may be videos of him butchering them, but they'll still, I don't believe it.
Right. The denial thing, it's been documented many times in many studies, particularly with children that are abused. They will defend the abuser because that's their source of safety. That's their reality. And so we're seeing the sort of abused kid syndrome here where people are defending Bush and defending these people.
Well, it's like women who are beat up or raped or they...
Exactly. So it's a thing where people just don't want to believe it for a whole list of reasons. I've given an hour lecture just on the various reasons. But you'd asked about David Ray Griffin. He's the star of the film, and I'm honored to be working with him. Of course, he wrote the new Pearl Harbor and the rebuttal to the commission report.
9/11 omissions and distortions, the 400-something-page lie. Yeah.
Right, where he outlined over 100 specific problems with the commission report. And anyway, he's got now 4 books out, and they're all very good. But in terms of videos, I've had the honor and privilege of videotaping and releasing most of the talks he's given.
You've been his main documentarian or videographer.
Exactly. And prior to that, I'd been doing some other videos, and I've also been doing others on the side. Originally, I came out with one called Perspective on 9/11, and you were the final speaker in that one.
I'm extremely honored.
Yeah, that was from...
Well, give us some websites, because you don't just have this new film that we're offering. Folks can get at the shopping cart at InfoWars.com right now, the new film that's showing tonight. Tell us about the other films. Like, you just came out with a documentary, a compilation of the Chicago Conference.
Right. I work with a friend, Hamuk, who together we document and edit and release a number of things. And
give us some of the websites where you can find your larger catalog.
Well, the main website I've been distributing through is 9/11 Share the Truth, and that one carries all sorts of videos.
9/11sharethetruth.org or com?
.com.
9/11sharethetruth.
Right.
.com.
Right. And that they carry all sorts of stuff, including, of course, your stuff. And it's a great great place to get everything. So I just send people there.
Good. We're going to break for a couple minutes here. We're going to come back, and I want to get into where you think the 9/11 Truth Movement's going. I want to then take calls at the bottom of the hour, and if we can, Ken, because I got you started a little bit late by ranting, I want to keep you about 15 minutes in the next hour if we can.
Okay.
So we're really honored to have you. And there's a bunch of other news, too, we will cover in the third hour, so stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 13th, 2006. Gold opened at 587, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.19. Again, that's $6.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
one 800 259 9231. You can talk about any subject you'd like to, any point. It's open line Friday. 1-800-259-9231. We got Ken Jenkins here in studio with us, degreed in engineering and also worked in a lot of psychology, and he's made a lot of great films and compilations. And I am carrying 9/11, the myth and the reality. with the 9/11 Authority, David Ray Griffin. He does a great job. He's very effective, not just with a younger audience, but also the middle age and older audience, because he's very convincing, and he has his facts together, and he goes over it in a congruent, but also at the same time, captivating way. And so that's why we're carrying this. We haven't carried any other films with David Ray Griffin. I've seen a few. This one is more documentary style and has, again, a lot of documents and stuff over him when he's talking. And it's available at Infowars.com. I'm told it's going up there right now. So by this afternoon, later this afternoon, you'll be able to get it from Infowars.com. And coming up tonight, unfortunately, I'll be unable to make it this evening to the premiere. I might try to. I was trying to get a babysitter so we could go, but I imagine I'll show up and it's going to be overrun anyways. What time is it at the Dolby? That's 7 p.m.?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, 7 p.m., and that's this Friday the 13th down there. I tell you, it's Friday the 13th for the New World Order, isn't it, Ken?
It's my lucky day.
Well, do you know why there's Friday the 13th is seen as unlucky?
No, I actually don't.
Back in 1600, whatever it was, I forget the exact year date, but it's whenever the Catholic Church went after the Knights Templar, and they caught them and grabbed most of their strongholds and got most of their diamonds and gold and, you know, the other jewels that they had accrued, and then a bunch of them escaped and went to Scotland. And so, but that purge all over Europe that was coordinated was Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually in the history books, so.
Well, so many people believe it's a bad luck day, I figure there's lots of good luck left over.
I don't believe in all that stuff to begin with. I don't believe in it to begin with, so.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I know it is. I know. No, but I agree with you, actually. No, I wanted people to know that I don't believe that. But still, a lot of crazies do out there. 9/11 truth, I mean, really, it just exponentially keeps growing. The establishment, Ken, is trying to attack us, but it seems like the more they attack us, it just makes us that much stronger.
Well, you know, there's the old thing, there's no such thing as bad publicity, and that's certainly something we're looking at now with the publicity we're getting, which is very mixed. There's certainly a lot of ridicule mixed in with it, but the point is, we're on the radar. We've made a huge turning point this year with getting into mainstream media. And as much as they ridicule and do the kinds of hit piece interviews like the O'Reilly one you were just talking about, we get our information out there, and that's what we're after. And so in that sense, there is no such thing as bad publicity, and we're now in people's awareness like we never have been before.
Every time they try to attack us, though, they build straw men or they pick groups that have put out kooky stuff, and then people go research it and they find all the real evidence, and it just, I mean, is the establishment dumb or they cannot just help themselves? They tried to ignore us the first two or three years. Then there were some hit pieces, and that didn't work, so now they're going all out.
Well, I guess they have to. It's like we're on the radar now. I mean, geez, we're in Time magazine, right? And so it's like they have to deal with it, and so they ridicule as much as they can. But, you know, obviously we have the truth on our side, and it's ultimately to our favor. I think they're just sort of floundering, trying to figure out how to handle it and doing the best they can, and it's ultimately working in our favor.
I think you're right. They're floundering, they're panicked, they're gyrating, they're hopping up and down. But, again, that hubris up there, I hope they keep that hubris longer. I think they're just starting to lose a little bit of it, but still it's so hard to get out of an arrogant position.
Right. Well, they're playing that they don't have the hubris. They're acting better these days, but it's still there, and ultimately it's taking them down.
I want to make sure we don't get hubris though and think, oh, we're winning. We are seeing positive signs, but they've still got the weapons. They've still got 30% of the public totally brainwashed. They can still attack Iran next month as a diversion, or this month Bush can, or his controllers can detonate a nuke in this country. I put nothing past these cold-blooded killers.
Well, I think you're right, and I think I remain a long-term optimist but a short-term pessimist. I think we're in for some more rough times before we get clear of this. It's sort of like going both ways at once. We're making progress, and things in some ways are still getting worse. As you point out, Iran's a real possibility, and we can't discount that they would do some kind of a false flag to justify it.
And then Iran itself is a giant escalation in the scam. I mean, you will get the initial rallying around the flag. Iran will probably strike back. Any defense they launch will be called terrorism. And then guaranteed our government, the elements of it, will stage some type of events. I see really rocky times ahead. But with this Foley thing and North Korea testing a weapon, that kind of makes it look pretty stupid to attack Iran when somebody else has got weapons and threatening us.
Well, but they're not opposed to doing stupid things. We've seen that before.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're going to come back, long segment coming up. We're going to have wide open telephones for our guest, Ken Jenkins, at 1-800-259-9231. It's Open Line Friday. Tons of news as well coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States, and I've heard many things that you have, been saying on the internet and other various mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with the government, and you believe in that. Many conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out.
All right, Bush.
It's diplomacy,
Yeah, quiet down. We know about your diplomacy. There's the weird mystery call I got at my house yesterday, and we're trying to figure out exactly what it is. We're not saying it's really Bush. But Ken Jenkins here works with audio and video, too, and he was agreeing during the break that it doesn't sound like clips from another speech. It's some really good impersonator. I mean, high grade. Kim, what do you think?
I think it's a good comedian. I got a lot of laughs out of it, and the inflection just made it sound like he was you know, playing up Bush's, you know, various characteristics.
That's it. A few of them are a little overdone.
Exactly.
But still, that's as good as the guy that's on Saturday Night Live or better. I mean, that's probably him. I mean, that is good.
It's excellent. Absolutely.
Just play that first little clip one more time for just a second. Just play the first 10 seconds.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States. And I've heard many things that you have, been saying on the
okay,
Internet.
That's it.
And,
that's enough. Yeah, it's certainly skilled. Ken, I want to go to calls now, and of course they'll be all over the map, Chris, Sean, Ian, Eric, Steve, and many others, at 1-800-259-9231. But I want to remind the listeners, coming up tonight, Dolby Theater downtown, 7 p.m., that's this Friday the 13th, you'll be able to see 9/11, The Myth and the Reality, compilation of speeches and information from David Ray Griffin with video and documents put over it. It is a great new documentary film that we are carrying here at InfoWars.com. If it's on the shopping cart right now, it will be later today. Get a copy of this. I watched it last night. I was very, very impressed with this, and it's going to be very, very effective in the fight against the globalists, in the fight against the New World Order. But Ken Jenkins, the maker of this film, any other caveats or points you want to have before we go to these calls? You have this famous little card you hand out to people that makes some, 11 key points. Why don't you go over some of those for the listeners?
Well, I always start with Building 7. To me, it's the most definitive piece of evidence in the collection that we have, which is rather large, that just so clearly makes the point that something's wrong with the official story. Demolition, it shows, it's just proven demolition in a dozen different ways, and the card just points out some of the major ones. The fact that the building fell at free fall speed, the only way it's possible for a building to fall at free fall speed is if it's a demolition. There's no other option or alternative. To fall straight down is to fall in the course of maximum resistance. Things fall in the direction of least resistance. And so forth. So that.
By the way, you went to a prestigious engineering university.
Right, Carnegie Mellon. And although my degree is in electrical engineering, we get lots of mechanical engineering and physics and chemistry.
Sure.
And so it's all three buildings were demolitions, but with Building 7, it's a classic demolition. In fact, in the film, I run a demolition clip of an actual demolition side by side with Building 7, and what you see is the buildings fall at the precisely same speed, which is free fall speed. So Building 7 is always a good way to sort of break the ice and get people's attention because, of course, many people don't even know about Building 7, even though in 33 states it would have been the tallest building in the state, and therefore to have it fall would have been front page news. And instead, most people have never even heard of it.
Yeah, a small two-person plane flying into a 50-something story high-rise apartment complex is huge news.
Huge news, absolutely. Just yesterday and the day before, and now, you know, with the fall of this huge building, and not even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report, probably the most blatant oversight. So the demolitions are good for people that understand physical evidence. For me, the other, of course, major clue is this is the stand down. I mean, normally when planes are off course for any reason, if their transponders go off, if they go off intercoms, any of that stuff happens. Fighters are routinely scrambled within 10 minutes. I mean, that's happened hundreds of times per year for decades. And yet on 9/11, there's planes flying around for an hour and 40 minutes with virtually no fighter response. It makes no sense. And it doesn't even make sense in terms of how they designed the operation of 9/11. One of the things I talked about at the Chicago conference was why there's so much evidence and why, particularly with the stand down, the time was so long. And my short answer to that long question is that things went wrong on 9/11, that didn't go totally according to plan, and that particularly the second two planes were delayed in various ways. And according to my calculations, if...
And now we're learning there were other planes that were delayed that never took off. So they had some big op going, and there were problems.
Well, they were backup planes. I think an operation like 9/11 is always done with contingency plans. And I think they were into contingencies with the second two planes, and that's one of the reasons that there was such a long stand down. They had to keep delaying and delaying because planes hadn't hit their targets yet.
Please continue with your points.
But there's, of course, also the possibility that Building 7 was intended to be hit with a plane, and that would have better justified the demolition. Well, of course, there's the classic Bush in the classroom scene. You know, what was he doing there? Why didn't the Secret Service whisk him out? That's their job. They had to defy their standard operating procedures to allow him to stay in there. The put options, the warnings, the whole PNAC connection. I hit on these points in just a couple sentences on this card, but in my talks and videos, we talk about it at great length.
By the way, I've seen these around Austin. I mean, these cards are everywhere.
Apparently, there's been 6,000 of them distributed, I'm happy to say. Originally designed it to go inside the video, but of course they have their great handout.
We need to see more of this. We need to see a printer step to the plate and make a million of these. I mean, it's...
I wanted to also just speak briefly about how that card came apart together. It wasn't just my work. I initially designed it and put it together, and then I sent it out for peer review, and there were literally dozens of people that gave me feedback, and the card is very much a joint effort, very much a co-creation, and I think it's greatly improved because of that.
Well, let me say something 10 times here. I rarely make big mistakes on air, but it's been kind of crazy today up here. And last night they had a premiere at the Dolby Theater. Okay? And I'm in here cockeyed just looking at this sheet on tonight. It can hold as many people as want to come, and because I think that church holds like 300, 400 people. And it's at the Unitarian Universalist, where they're going to be showing Terror Storm in a few weeks, by the way, so I feel like a fool. I know the pastor. I've had him on the show here in studio about a month ago. He came to one of our Terror Storm events. And so I am a big ding-dong here. Kevin kept coming to the window. There's a window here in the studio looking out in the office going, pointing at the paper. And I'm like, I know, I'm plugging it. And somehow I got it in my head that it was there's too many premieres now. We had Burger's film here last night, which I didn't go see. I have seen a cut of it, though it's good. But so I apologize. But it's being announced on the local radio station, so people will know. It is the First Universalist Church at 4700 Grover, 78756. And I know how I did that. I had two promotionals, and I had one of them laying here, and I was looking at something from last night that said Dolby, and I just looked down and saw Dolby, and I said, Dolby, because there's not normally two premieres and, you know, back-to-back. So, again, it is the First Universalist Church, plenty of parking, big church, 4700 Grover, 78756, and you can just type it into MapQuest or Google Maps or whatever and find it. But it's in north central Austin, nice area of Austin. Who knows, I might go tonight. I was thinking, oh, the Dolby, 100 seats, there's no way. This thing will be overflowed. No. I had to come to it, folks. It's going to be exciting. You were trying to finish something up when I interrupted you with Kevin banging on the window.
Well, one of the main points I think it's helpful for people to understand when they're trying to talk to people about the 9/11 truth issue is that, you know, there was a 9/11 commission report issued, and people think that, you know, somehow answered questions. And in fact, it not only didn't answer questions, but the widows, who were the ones that demanded that the investigation even happen, had a long list of questions, several hundred as I recall, and 70% of them were never addressed. 70% of the questions that the widows put forth were never addressed by this commission. And I think that's an outrage. I think that, they had to go to great effort to even make that commission happen, which, of course, in itself is what's called guilty demeanor when there's not a proper investigation, when normally investigations happen within a week, and with 9/11 it took 441 days.
One of the other talking points the neocons and their liberal followers use on radio and TV in their shoddy debunking operations against us is, the families are mad at you. They never have the families on to say that. How dare you? You're scum. You're evil. I remember being in a Minnesota hotel room 4 years ago and seeing victims' families march around the White House with signs saying, Bush knew, Bush do it. Bush did it. I remember seeing it 2 years ago in New York. I've interviewed Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims' families group, over 7,000 members, saying he now believes it's an inside job. I have him call me and commend me all the time. We've talked to the Jersey girls. They believe there's a cover-up and the government could be involved. So, again, the government and the media are lying, Ken. The truth is the victims' families are on our side predominantly.
Absolutely. I mean, the investigation itself happened only because of the victim's families demanding it.
So look at all the deceptive tactics being used by the media, and the absconding and the cover-ups, and the media and the report not mentioning Building 7, and just all of this, folks. It's the entire atmosphere, and then all the other lying of this administration. Just look at the whole backdrop, the 6166 abolishing the Bill of Rights, wholesale. I mean, it's just... We're in danger here. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Chris in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on with Ken Jenkins. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I think that Bush soundbite is opening to your next film. But you guys are doing things right. Rush, I guess, attacked the 9/11 Truth, Scholars for Truth, in his morning snippet that the local AM plays. You know, he call them all kooks doing the regular Riley thing. So, if you get a hold of that clip, it'll probably mirror Riley point for point.
That's what the neocons, listen, a lot of them actually get government talking points. That, again, we knew this for years. It came out in the 77 hearings in the Senate, but then it came out 3 years ago that Bush had spent $1 billion plus. Then it was $1.6 billion the next 2 years. Back in 2003, they caught him, and they said, you have to stop. The Congressional Budget Office, the General Accounting Office, both have investigative arms. They're nonpartisan. They said, this is patently illegal every time it's a felony. It's illegal from all these different angles. I mean, we're not talking about just buying fake newscasts and cutting in applause and all that and buying it as infomercial and not telling you. They did that, too. A lot of the money was buying Armstrong Williams and buying all these reporters. Armstrong Williams and people you heard about were the tip of the iceberg. Let me just finish this. But then the locals, they don't get a payoff. They just get the patronage of they get to have that job because they already have that mindset. And then they all regurgitate what the big guys and gals say because that's what winners do. So that's why the CIA called it Operation Mockingbird. They called it, and I forgot Jack Blood's there. We're going to do it in a second, Jack. Sorry, I just forgot you were there. Jack just called in. And that's why it's called Mockingbird. They have a few of their people quack it. Their mouthpieces put it out. This is psychology, Ken. I'm sure you agree with this, or you can elaborate. They quack out what they're saying, and then other people copycat and mimic. It's like a snowball. You want to comment on that, Ken, before we go to Jack Blood?
Well, definitely Operation Mockingbird. If you don't know about it, Google it. The information's there. This is an operation from the 50s, right?
Yeah.
It started, I think, even in the late 40s, where it was basically...
It started right after World War II, and the first big... I mean, they mention it in Operation Ajax. Our friends in the media, we pay off the media. Kermit Roosevelt, in an after-action report, has overthrown Iran. He's bragging to Tim Downing Street first, his real bosses in England, and then to Eisenhower. Oh, this works so well, we should do this more and more and use our friends and our agents in the media. He starts naming media. I mean, go ahead.
And it's been referred to as a spectacular success of basically taking
That's
over
what he said,
our media.
Yeah.
And it's been going on ever since, and of course it's gotten worse with the corporate takeover of the media. Well, that's been going on for a long time, too. But
And people ask why I get so excited every day, why it's always fresh, it's always new, I'm always upset. Because, I mean, fake media, that's not America. Fake letters to the editor, they were spending millions last year on fake letters from fake troops or using real names. Thousands of them, the letters to the editor. I mean, folks, that is scary. That is proof of a psyops. I mean, that is unprecedented. And so, again, why is it called Mockingbird? Well, Mockingbird copies the tractor, copies the car, copies you. They say it, then we all parrot it. That's the real power of Mockingbird. Well, let's thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go to Jack Blood. Hey, Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Alex, I wanted to say a few things. First of all, I want to congratulate Ken Jenkins on a great film. We actually have David Ray Griffin on our program today, so we'll be promoting this as well. I had called in to give you the address for the film because I think I was a little confused as well. But I am going to be there tonight at the First Unitarian Universal Church. Also, Ken, I guess you're speaking tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Brave New Books here in Austin.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll be giving a presentation actually centered around this card, 11 Remarkable Facts.
And these guys down at Brave New Books are doing a great job, really pumped a lot of new energy down here in Austin, which we needed. You know, Alex, I just wanted to say something real quick. I watch Bill O'Reilly myself, so I assume there are a lot of people out there that watch this and watch Jim Fetzer and others on this program who aren't brain-dead sheeple, who logically will see O'Reilly obfuscating and trying to skirt the truth and protect us from knowing the truth. And I think it's still good publicity to have Fetzer on that show. And I think a lot of people know.
Oh, yeah.
See
I mean, every time
tactics.
Fetzer tried to talk, though, he'd talk over him.
I wonder, though, one thing I was
like, what's your proof? And he'd go, and he would go, oh, no, 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 and just talk over him.
I wonder, you know, we've been playing a lot of Oberman clips. He's been doing a good job. I wonder why he doesn't have these 9/11 truthers on like Fetzer, Jones, or Barrett, or yourself.
I think he has to be careful. He can actually, when Bush abolished the Bill of Rights 2 weeks ago, he can come on and say, here's how he abolished it. It's pure proof. He can read the section and then show how it was done. He can talk about how Bush is issuing fake terror alerts. He can talk about how they're torturing people. He can talk about how they armed North Korea. He knows that it's just too controversial. And I think he's doing the right thing, frankly.
No, I mean,
I think it's our job to all go public, and others should. But, I mean, we would lose him the minute he did that.
Side by side, looking at what we do, what the media does offer, he's way ahead of the pack.
I mean, sure. I'm sorry for interrupting. There's no doubt, though, he knows. That guy's totally dialed in.
Yeah, I mean, we are going the way of Russia. We see where they're shooting reporters over there, and they have state-controlled media. Same thing with Italy and, of course, China and other people who have state-run media. I mean, it's just an illusion that our media is really run by corporate ownership. I mean, corporate ownership, we know, does own America, and they want access to the politicians, so they play this little game. Well, again, I want to comment and really thank Ken Jenkins for putting this film out. We need more information than we can really get. We need as much information as we can get. Alex, if I could, real quick, just say, we've started a new 9/11, People's 9/11 site. It works kind of like MySpace. It's called PeopleFor911Justice.com. PeopleFor911Justice.com. I really hope everybody goes there and signs up, puts up a profile. You can have a free profile, a free blog. You can do some chatting. It's a new website. It's an umbrella to be all-inclusive for everybody. It's called, again, PeopleFor911Justice.com. Thanks, guys, for doing a great job. Alex, I'll see you on my show on Monday.
That's right, and you're on 2 to 4 Central right after this broadcast, Jack. And I'll have you on soon to talk about your MySpace thing. In fact, we've been planning something similar, like everybody else is, and we'll be launching something as well. Maybe we can team up and work together, as we always do. Take care, Jack Blood.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls, and Ken Jenkins. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ken Jenkins riding shotgun with us before I end this hour. We're going to go right back to your calls. 9-11, the myth and the reality. I told my webmaster to put it on the shopping cart about an hour ago. I forgot this morning. I was going to watch it last night and tell him if I wanted to carry it. And then I watched it and decided I wanted to carry it. And then all of a sudden, Ken shows up at the studio. I go, oh, I got you on today. Oh, we haven't put it on the shopping cart yet. This film just came out. I've decided to carry it. I've just put an order in for them, so they'll be here. How long will it take to get them? Like a week or something, Ken?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to order a couple hundred of these babies, so please go ahead and put your orders in now. This just came out. They just got the DVDs. Please go to InfoWars.com and order a copy of 9-11, The Myth and the Reality with David Ray Griffin. It is a documentary. It's got video and clips over his different talks they've cut together in these big six-camera shoots. It's really professionally done. We also have 9-11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions, which is excellent in stock. We also, of course, have my film, Terror Storm, with the 68 minutes of extras from the 9-11 Neocon Agenda Symposium out in L.A. available. And so when you get these videos, you support the folks that made 9-11 Mysteries, you support Ken Jenkins, you support myself, you allow us to continue doing what we're doing. Of course, my film, Terror Storm, is available for free on Google Video. Please pass that around to everyone. We're trying to get the word out here. We're trying to expose the terrorists. But also support us by getting the original high-quality DVDs. It's also good to have that in your library. And it's good to make copies from those films. Putting you on the spot, I didn't ask you this on air, but I bet I know the type of guy you are. Is it all right if folks make copies of the film for nonprofit reasons to get out to folks?
Yep, that's the name of the game here, get the word out.
Because we're not going to have a country and survive if we don't. I mean, but then I know it's hard financially at the same time because then you don't sell as many. I'm in a catch-22, folks. I actually am needing funds right now, but I'm just like, get it free, take it, I don't care.
Yeah, we all have that same dichotomy going. I just encourage people that can't afford to buy it to go ahead and support the movement and support Alex and everybody that's doing all this great work. But if that doesn't work for you, then copy it and get it out there.
Exactly. Absolutely. In fact, I'm just so excited about what's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, thanks for holding. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I'm also an electrical engineer and part of the 9/11 scholars. I think we are turning the tide. This week, I was in my concealed carry class and was talking with people, and there was only one person that believed the official line. And they all got a copy of your film, Terror Storm.
Well, see, and I'm interrupting, but I'll hold you over if we need to in the next hour if you can, caller.
Sure.
This is what I've experienced for 3 years. Now, 5 years ago, man, day one I went on the air and said inside job. I said it two months before. I was a kook. But within a year, most people said, yeah, we're being lied to, but now you're going too far. And then now, I do radio interviews where they scream at me. They call me traitor. They call me scum. And, I mean, I'll be on 2 hours sometimes, and the host freaks out and says, I'm not having you on. We're cutting the interview short, you know, an hour and a half in, because they've taken 30 callers and maybe one of them, and it's usually, you're a traitor, need to be killed. It's always the same type person, same mentality. I mean, and I hear others go, nobody's waking up in my area. I mean, maybe there are certain pockets of people. And one of my friends said, and he's actually a psychologist. He said, well, what it is Americans are so easily influenced. They hear you lay out all these facts. They instantly then agree with you on the air, but then later they hear Bush or somebody and then agree with that. But Americans now have gotten kind of brainwashed where they can switch on and off and kind of have doublethink and multi-beliefs. So that's, I don't want us to get hubris here and say we're the majority, but there are thinking people coming around. Ken, you want to comment on that? Then I'm going to hold Sean over.
Well, the strange irony of our time is that the worse things get, the easier it gets for us to do our job. I mean, the horrors in Iraq and the long series of scandals, everything that keeps going bad, the tragedy in New Orleans makes people realize that this government is not supporting us. It's not supporting the people, and people are waking up around those issues. And as they wake up around those issues, they're more open to our truth.
That's right. Because they've been caught in so much already. Stay there, Sean. We'll finish up. Then Ian, Eric, Steve, and others.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.